I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, encouraging high school students to write about the issues they want the next U.S. president to address.
That's the aim right now of the National Writing Project, a federally funded effort to improve writing and learning in American schools. Elise Eidman-Adal is the director of National Programs.
We wanted to give teachers an online writing and publishing opportunity that they could tailor to their local curriculum and use as a way to help students use writing to think through their learning about the issues that were at stake in this current election. And so we now have close to 600 schools participating, and in each one of those, teachers are approaching it with their students slightly differently. It could be a science teacher who's investigating science and environmental issues and will help students write about those issues. It could be an English language teacher who's having students pick the topics that are of most interest to them and make a persuasive case for them. In all those cases, the young people are not writing to pick their candidates so much as what they're doing is they're talking about the issues that matter to them as young people because it's their future. And so we've titled the project actually Writing Our Future.
And this letter really is a persuasive letter. It's a letter illustrating someone's ideas and wanting the president to listen.
And persuasion is so much about two things, I think. It's about having a point and being clear about your point and the evidence for it, and also having an audience and thinking about how to tailor that argument to make it something that will be persuasive to an audience. So in addition to the candidates who we hope will be reading it, along with members of Congress and congressional staffs, the website that will publish these essays and letters will be read broadly by the public. So we're hoping that giving this sense of a broad audience will really be a reason for young people to be thoughtful, to research, to write and revise to try and make that persuasive piece as broadly communicative as possible.
How are you going to get these letters out to the public?
Well, first off, of course, we do have to get the letters in and on the website. So that certainly is step one. Actually, in addition to press coverage that we'll have primarily here in the U.S., we also are going to be identifying letters, especially by geographic region, and we're going to be sending them to congressional offices. We're also having a second campaign where we're supporting people to read the letters and then make multimedia and video projects based on what they read in the letters. And we'll be using the letters and those bits of video to tour around the country to hold community events so that people can, again, hear the kinds of topics and issues that young people have written about.
Now, after the election, do you have any plans for what to do with this website, with all the letters?
It's a good question. In addition to the video work and sharing those letters with people regionally, we want to see what's there because there may be so many different things that we could do. There could be a way to pull them together by topic or other structure to provide readers for young people so that they can see samples of high-quality student writing while they themselves are learning to become writers.
Elise Eidman-Adal at the National Writing Project, which is sponsoring Letters to the Next President, Writing Our Future for students aged 13 to 18. 18 is the U.S. voting age. The deadline for teachers to register is this Friday, September 12th, at nwp.org. That's nwp.org.
Elise says she would welcome contributions from teachers of English abroad, and so would we. Here's a chance for young people to practice persuasive writing. We'll post letters we receive on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster, and we'll read some on the air. We'll also forward them to the National Writing Project for possible inclusion on their site.
Our address is word@voanews.com or click on Contact Us at voanews.com/wordmaster. Be sure to include your name and age and also your mailing address if you'd like to receive a VOA souvenir. Next week, we'll talk more about the work of the National Writing Project.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.